This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant David Rankin. Taking time to remember, Sergeant Jake Marlin explains why one boy in Belgium does.
Yella Tess is a 19-year-old teenager from Belgium. About six times a year, he walks through the lush green grass and ivory headstones of a hilltop cemetery. But why would a 19-year-old take the time to search out five headstones in a cemetery?
To remember the sacrifices they made to liberate our country.
The cemetery is Honoré Chapelle. Yella makes the hour-and-a-half trip from his hometown to honor these men he never met, but who laid down their lives to liberate his home. For AFN News, I'm Army Sergeant Jake Marlin.
In Afghanistan, U.S. female engagement teams take part in a new training course dealing with improvised explosive devices. The team members learn a multitude of tasks, including evidence collection, IED awareness, as well as vehicle and personnel searches. In the Afghan culture, men should not talk to or interact with Afghan female members who are not part of their family. This presents a difficult task for U.S. male soldiers. So having these female engagement teams make for a valuable asset in gathering information during those engagements. Service members are screaming fire at Yakima Training Center in Washington. Sergeant Brian Sprodlin explains.
Fire!
Soldiers of 3rd Striker Brigade Combat Team and the 16th Regimental Combat Team of the Japanese Ground Self-Defense Force conducted a large-scale combined arms live fire that put all of the training during Operation Rising Thunder into action. The attack was the final joint event of the three-week exercise, which marks its 20th year of partnership and shared training between U.S. and Japanese forces. From Yakima Training Center, I'm Army Sergeant Brian Spradlin.
Rising Thunder is a combined training event designed to train and improve warfighting functions for both U.S. and Japanese forces. I'm Sergeant David Rankin, and that's your Soldiers Radio News.